night. I mean, it's been a rough year for him, but it really deserved it.
Yeah, you might say it's a rough year, but he's been there, you know, through some tough times and had some big hits for us in big games, and tonight was probably the biggest.
How do you think about being up 2-0 on this game?
It's exciting. I think we definitely gained some momentum, and you know, it's going to be tough to go to New York and win in that ballpark and that environment, but we put ourselves in a good spot.
Granny, what about the grind you guys had to go through tonight offensively, just the way you manufactured runs?
Yeah, it was tough. I think they pitched well. You know, we didn't swing the bats particularly well, but, you know, they came up with big pitches and big spots. You know, we weren't able to capitalize on some run scoring opportunities. But, you know, that happens, and, you know, it's frustrating, like you said.
Feel lonely out there sometimes on the bases when you get out there?
No, you know, I think, you know, I had opportunities to get runs in there, too, and I felt, you know, I think a lot of guys just, you know, we weren't able to do it tonight. They pitched well, and like you said, any base run, anytime you get on base, you want to score, but it was tough that night, tonight.
Brady, did it seem like guys maybe even started to press a little bit because nobody could even get the bat on ball when needed to?
I don't think guys are pressing. You know, I think it's just, you know, you want to get that hit. I mean, you may call that pressing, but I think guys were just weren't able to execute. You know, they pitched well. Sometimes you got to tip your hat when they're throwing good pitches.
How tough were the Nats out there?
It was bad for a few innings, yeah.
Right, go through that with a third base, that wild pitch. I mean, the ball came right back to him also.
Yeah, it was, you know, he had thrown a couple wild pitches earlier in that inning, so I was just, you know, I was trying to be ready just to make sure. You know, obviously said we weren't scoring runs, so, you know, I saw it go in the dirt, and I knew it was going to bounce back. You know, he threw it hard, but I just took a chance.
Brady, he seemed like he was pretty rattled by those bugs out there. Is that the sense that you had?
Hopefully. I don't know. I mean, you have to ask him on that one. I think, you know, they were everywhere. They were annoying. It was frustrating to hit. I'm sure it was frustrating to pitch.
You ever seen anything like that?
I've never seen it that bad here. No.
It wasn't exactly your normal ball game, eh?
No, I mean, but any win's a good win, so we'll take it.
An ugly win, better than a loss.
There's no such thing as an ugly win.
Brady, just your immediate thought when Hapner hit that ball. I mean, like, finally?
I started screaming, yeah. It was, you know, he battled up there. It was a tough at-bat, and he got, you know, he battled a 3-2, and he got himself a good pitch, and, you know, he came through in a big spot for us. I mean, that's a huge at-bat, probably the biggest of the year. And he made a good job of getting a hit and, you know, giving us the lead going into New York.
Did you think Chamberlain was rattled by the bugs and everything? Did you sense that?
So, no. I mean, I think, you know, we're all professionals here. You gotta play through that stuff, and you gotta battle. Obviously, like I said, it's annoying, but it's just one of those freak things that happens every now and then in baseball.
Believable that you're up 2-0 in the series already when, you know, no one gave you that much of a chance to win this thing?
Well, I think everyone in this locker room had confidence, you know, going in this series. You know, we're not worried about, you know, what's said outside this locker room. You know, we take care of our business in here and go from there.
Brady, how about Fausto tonight?
Pitches in the eighth inning, and he was dominant in the seventh. Did you sense a difference there, that he was distracted?
No, I mean, there was two pitches that were pretty close. You know, could have gone either way, and I think it was just like I said, I don't know if he was frustrated or not. I can't speak for him, but, you know, he's a good pitcher. I don't think that kind of stuff was going to get to him, you know.
Not Brady, what run third base and nobody out and you don't score, and there's opportunity after opportunity. Is there the thought, man, we're never going to do this tonight?
Well, you never have that go through your head. Obviously, you know, it's frustrating when you get opportunities and you don't capitalize. But, you know, luckily our pitching cap is in there. You know, Fausto and Raffy did a great job, and we're able to, you know, shut them down and keep us in the game.
Fausto, you guys really wanted to get a win for him, if anything.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, he threw a great game today. I mean, he shut down some tough hitters, and he threw, you know, a great 9 innings. I mean, it's tough when you don't score runs for your pitcher and they're throwing well like that. But, you know, lucky for us, he kept us in it.
Thoughts on head?
Are you thinking, as a base runner, when you're in third base, the possibility of a wild pitch like that?
You just try to anticipate.